Yo, it is the Alpha Status Podcast. Alpha Status is a movement, not a brand. It is a burning desire to change for the better. My mission statement in life is to live a great life and set the example along the way. Today in Alpha Status Podcast, we are going to talk about the horrible story of my most recent relationship, making my mess my message, and why I feel like Alpha Status is my destiny, why I feel like it's the reason why I am here and the reason why I made it through that crazy stabbing. So this is going to be like a second episode. It's going to continue on from the first episode. So if you haven't checked out the first episode, make sure you do that. So in the game of health, wealth, love, and happiness, today we're going to talk about a good bit of happiness and how I was able to go from pretty much being a fucking loser in the happy department to being pretty damn happy at where I'm at right now in life and how I want to continue to do even better. And Alpha Status has a lot to do with that. So I'm just going to jump right into it. So, you know, of course, right before I got stabbed, I told you in the last podcast, I was in a very messy relationship, in a very bad breakup. I had to move from, you know, Atlanta back to Claxton. And that's where the whole stabbing happened. So I'm going to tell you kind of the backdrop story of what exactly happened. So, of course, I said I'm from Claxton. So I moved to Atlanta. Oh, God. Before I tell you that, I got to tell you this. Jesus. Oh, man. This is going to be a funny story to tell. So I might as well take y'all through all three relationships. So this is what happened. I was in a relationship, high school sweetheart type of thing for like 6 years on and off. Me and her ended up breaking up for the very last time. And I was finally like, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to move on. I met this girl, I swear, maybe like 2 months later. Great girl. Great woman. I mean, really, truly, probably one of the best women that I've ever been with in my life. And I was 2 months out of a relationship. I immediately, lover boy that I was, I want to jump into a relationship. Let's be in a relationship. I want you and only you. And so I jumped into a relationship with this girl, and she had a job opportunity to move to Atlanta. And at the time, I was a general manager for Cookout at the time. I wasn't a general manager just yet. I was a regular manager. I just started a couple months beforehand, but I was doing very, very well. You know, I've been in the restaurant business ever since I was 16 years old. So I was able to jump in and do an amazing job. And she had a job opportunity to move to Atlanta that she decided to take. Now, whenever she took that job opportunity, we were already in a relationship. We were already talking. And of course, being the lover boy that I am, I was working at Cookout. The vice president of the company came down and he offered me a general manager position at a store in Atlanta. And I was like, of course, at that time, I was like, oh my God, it's meant to be. Look what Jesus did. He gave us job opportunities in the same city. We're meant to be. I love you so much. Come on. Let's move in together. So me and this girl ended up moving in together, right? And now let me say this by saying we may have known each other for only like five months, I would say. I've only known this girl for about 5 months, going into 6 months. And we're already moving in together in Atlanta, out of a city that I'm not even from. So we ended up moving to Atlanta. You know, things are going great. I lived up in Atlanta for 2 years. For the first year, things were going great. Like I said, this woman was a great woman. You know, our relationship was pretty good for the most part. The worst part about it was, though, I had to take an hour drive to work because he ended up giving me a general manager position at a store that was about an hour away from Atlanta. So I was spending a lot of time driving back and forth, back and forth. But I would say overall, the relationship was pretty good. And then I had an opportunity to become a traveling manager. Traveling general manager to help do grand openings, because at the time Cookout still is growing at a very fast rate, very rapid rate, and they're opening a lot of stores in the Atlanta area. So me and my district manager got together. He offered me the ability to travel with him to go do grand openings in different stores. So I immediately jumped on it. At the time, I was all into, you know, work, hustle, 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 let's make money. I thought that was the key to living a great life. So I jumped on that opportunity, and the very first store that we opened was Wander, Georgia, which is another about an hour away east of Atlanta. So I take this opportunity, you know, and I was in charge of doing all of the hiring for the store over in Wander. So we end up opening the store. The grand opening goes very smooth, and we're probably a few weeks in. I think, you know, me and my district manager had already talked about at this point we were going to go to another store very soon, and we were kind of handing the keys off to the other manager. And at this time, I would say I was getting very bored with the relationship. And what I mean by saying getting bored, I wasn't necessarily getting bored with the relationship, but I was getting bored with life. Because I felt like I didn't really have a purpose. I didn't know what I was striving to do every single day. And at night when I would think about it, I was like, am I really meant to work at Cookout and become a traveling manager? Is that my purpose here in life? Is that what I'm supposed to do? You know, with the relationship, you know, I was with somebody, but I didn't have a purpose myself. I didn't have a vision. I didn't have a goal. I didn't have a target. I didn't know what I wanted to strive to do in life. So, of course, I always thought about, you know, where is the relationship going forward? Because if I don't know where I'm going, how can I ever put a vision on where we could go when I don't even know where I'm going myself? I don't even know my purpose here in life. I don't know what my target is. I don't know what my goal is. So at this time, I was getting very, very bored, very content, and I needed something new. And that's what I really felt at the time. I felt like I needed a change. I needed something new because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And that's why I felt like I needed something new, because I needed something to spark me. And at this moment was when me and the guy who was going to become general manager of that store, we were sitting down doing interviews one day. And I remember this day, we probably had like 10 interviews. And we sit down and we're doing this interview, and immediately the next person comes in for the interview. And it's this girl. And when she walks in that door, I'm like, God damn, who is that? I didn't even know she was there for an interview at the time. And then she comes in, she says she's here for an interview. We sit down, we interview her. She's very, very bubbly, very outgoing, very talkative. She does a great job in the interview. And I immediately look over the other manager. He looks over at me. It's kind of a no-brainer. We're going to bring this girl on. We're going to hire her. So we end up hiring the girl. And at the time, you know, not only was I helping train the manager that was going to become GM, but I was also helping doing a lot of the training for all the employees that we hired as well. So in her very first week, very first 2 weeks, I helped do a lot of her training. And anybody that knows me knows I'm very outgoing. I'm very talkative. I love to joke a lot. I love to be social. So me and her had a lot of time to talk. Me and her had a lot of time to socialize. Anyway, about 2 weeks later, me and her get off of work at the same time. And let me remind you that at this time I'm in a relationship. Me and this girl that I've been with living in Atlanta has been in a relationship for over a year now. But at this time I'm feeling content and I feel like I need something new. Me and this girl get off work at the same time. And as I'm walking out to my truck, she stops me and we have conversation and we talk. We're talking, we're having a great conversation. And I don't remember exactly how we got on the subject, but I remember we talked about going down to Waffle House and grabbing a bite to eat after work. So that night, and this is nighttime, you know, we're getting off of work. Cookout closes like 2-3 in the morning. So this is like midnight when we're getting off, right? And I'm over in Winder, and at the time I was living with my district manager. So I wasn't going home. Like, it wasn't like I was driving back and forth to Atlanta every single day to see this girl. I was staying over in Winder with my district manager. So I'm like, yeah, let's go get something to eat. So we leave Cookout and we go to the Waffle House and we grab something to eat. Having great conversation. Of course, we're flirting back and forth. She's flirting with me. I'm flirting with her. We know what's going on here, really. And then we get out of Waffle House and we go walking to the parking lot. And we sit down and we both get in her car. Of course, we're talking, blah, blah, blah. And then boom, before you know it, we're in her car and we're making out in the front seat. And that ended up being it that night. I went home. I didn't go home that night. I went to my district manager because I was staying with him because he lived in Winder. And then, of course, you know, we started texting after that. We started talking. And keep in mind, now I'm still in a relationship. And I'm still in a relationship with a great woman. This woman is a great woman. This is not a thought. This is not a bad girl. This is not somebody who was doing me dirty in any type of way. I was in a relationship with a good woman, but I didn't know my purpose, and I was content. So I felt like I needed something to spark me. I felt like I needed a change because I felt like I wasn't moving towards anything. I wasn't hitting any target. So end up, me and this girl later on, you know, end up getting a hotel room. She comes over. Y'all know what happens after that. Me and this girl end up, you know, becoming pretty much cut friends for the most part in the beginning. And at this point, you know, I'm doing the grand opening in Winder. I'm not going home. I haven't been home in maybe like 3 weeks. 2 to 3 weeks go straight. And I'm continually working. I'm working like 80 hours a week. And when I'm not working, I'm getting off work. And I'm going out with her. And I have a whole woman in Atlanta that I live with. I have a whole girlfriend in Atlanta. And not a bad one. I had a great one. And because I didn't know what my purpose was, because I didn't have a goal, a target to reach, because I wasn't striving towards anything in life and I didn't have a vision, I felt like I needed something new. So I just grabbed onto the very first girl that, you know, reached out for my attention because I felt like I needed something new. So as I'm doing this, me and this girl, we start hanging out more often. She's coming over to my district manager's house when he's not home. You know, we're doing everything at this point. So what ends up happening is we're having a conversation one night. We just got done hanging out. We go sit in her car. We're hanging out. We're just talking. And I remember, like I said, the most like beta bitch shit ever when I look back at it. Like, oh my God, I can't even believe I said this shit. We were having like a conversation and she was telling me about her old boyfriends, blah, 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 this and that. And how like they were crazy, loco, da, 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 which should have been a red flag in the first place. But anyway, I said the most beta bitch thing and I was like, so what if me and you dated? Now, keep in mind now, like, I'm in a whole relationship still at this point, but I know it's about to end because, you know, my girl has been calling me at the time and I was keeping everything so short with this girl. I wasn't not talking much to her. I wasn't replying back to her text sometimes. When she did call me, a lot of times I wouldn't answer. And when I did answer, I kept it very, very short because I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was doing and I knew it was wrong and I couldn't man up and talk to her. So I ended up asking her that. She was like, yeah. And then at the same time, I think right after that, like the night after that, my girlfriend at the time called me and she was like, no, I have no idea what's going on with you. I text you. I call you. You haven't been home. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what this relationship is going to. And I literally sat on that phone and I had no response for her. And she had to man up and say, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what else I can do. But I can't do this anymore. Because I've been reaching out to you. I've been calling you. I've been texting you. You're not replying. And my response was this. My response was, okay. Just like that. Okay. Because I knew what I was already doing. I was almost already pretty much with another girl at the time. By far, that's probably the most shittiest thing that I've ever done in my life. That woman had been nothing but good to me the whole time we were together. And I literally just cut her off with no explanation. None whatsoever. And then when she expressed herself and she told me her feelings and she told me what was going on, I literally, over the phone, I just said, okay. The most mellow, okay, no emotional, whatever. And she's pouring her heart out to me over the phone. That's what happens when you feel like you don't have a purpose in life. You feel like you need something new. You feel like you need to cheat. You feel like you need to go find somebody new, somebody that you feel like is going to spark you. So me and this girl end up getting together, right? So You gotta think about it. I've only maybe known this girl a month, maybe, and we, boom, now we're into a relationship. I just broke up with my other girlfriend who I was living with at the time. Boom, me and this girl jump into a relationship. Now, keep in mind, I'm gonna be doing a grand opening, so I know I'm gonna be, you know, moving to Macon soon, getting a hotel, blah, 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 this and that. So me and this girl get together, and we're dating, supposedly. And keep in mind, I'm still working as a general manager, a manager for the other grand opening stores. So me and my district manager, you know, we talk. We were very, very close at this time, of course, because I was staying with him. And he finds out that we're dating, and he was kind of watching out for us, you know, because we weren't supposed to be working at the same store and dating. But he watched out for me and pretty much everything that I did, because he knew at the end of the day, I was still there to take care of business. I was still going to make sure the customers got taken care of. So we were planning to go to Macon, and my district manager was going to be the, you know, pretty much the district manager of that area. And he had it set up where we were staying at hotels. So we go down. I was the traveling manager, and I ended up putting her on the travel team with me so that she could travel with me as well. And she could work at the cookouts that I was working at, and we could work together, and we could work the same shifts together. So we get down to Macon, which is the next grand opening store, and we're working in Macon, and we're staying at a hotel. I'm fresh out of a relationship, blah, blah, blah. And me and this girl are just hot and heavy. We think we're meant to be, blah, 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 blah. And then me, her, and my district manager end up sitting down, and we end up going out. We end up all three becoming really good friends, and we all come up with the great idea, that we should get a house together. Holy shit. Andrew, what the fuck are you doing? I've known this girl for maybe 4 months, 3 or 4 months at this point, and we are already talking about getting a house together. And I haven't even told y'all yet, but she had a kid. She had a baby girl. So we make the decision to sign on a lease together in an apartment complex. 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Nice apartment. So we all sign the lease together. You know, everything is going good for the most part. We're working together, blah, 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 blah. And then this is when stuff started to get real rocky. This is when everything changed. We got out of the cupcake phase. See, the first 4 months are always fun on something new. But we started to get out of the cupcake phase. And we started to learn the real each other and how we acted. So my regional manager, like I said, my district manager, he used to protect us pretty much, because we worked together at the same store, but we wasn't supposed to by policy. And the regional manager of that area found out that me and her were together, and he said, well, you got two options. Either one, she can quit, or two, one of them can go work at a different store. And, you know, at the time, we only had one vehicle. I had the only vehicle at the time. So there was no way we were going to be able to work around the schedule. She was going to be able to work at another store. So she ended up just quitting. So now it's just me and my district manager going to work. So that's when things started to get rocky, because she was staying at home, you know, really not doing anything all day, feeling like she didn't have a purpose. And I was going to work when really I was pissed off because I wanted to be working with her, but we wasn't working together anymore. So what ends up happening is, fortunately enough, my old regional manager, he gives me a call and says, hey, I got an opportunity for this store up in Alpharetta. You could be the general manager of. I really need a general manager. This store is really struggling, and I really need somebody there who knows what they're doing. And at this time, I'm like, perfect. This is exactly what we need. So we end up getting another house, just me and her this time, though, in Winder, Georgia, which is an hour away from Alpharetta, which is where I was going to be working. One of the most stupid decisions, y'all, when I tell y'all, this was a nice house. This was a 2-story house, 4 bedrooms, 3 bath. You know, like, this is your white picket fence house that I moved into. Really, really, really nice spot. I was paying $1,600 a month for rent there. Like, it was really, really nice. Me and her moving to this house. And I'm thinking, yeah, we're going to be working together in Alpharetta, blah, 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 blah. So we end up moving up there. You know, I put down the direct deposit, blah, 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 blah. I'm really just jumping into this shit. Jumping, making quick decisions, irrational decisions. So what happens is, me and her start. Damn, before I can tell you that, let me tell you this. So while we were in Macon, this is right before we moved to Alpharetta. Me and this girl were having unprotected sex the whole time. And me being the dumbass that I was at the time, I felt like this was the girl I was going to be with forever. I was like, fuck it, I'm down to have a baby. Our baby is going to be cute as fuck. So one day she tells me, I miss my period. So I'm like, okay, well, we need to go get a pregnancy test. So we go to Walmart. We grab a couple pregnancy tests. And we come back. And I'm sitting in the living room. And she goes to the bathroom to take the pregnancy test. And I'm sitting there waiting. Like, I have no fucking clue what this thing is going to say. She comes back. And she shows me the pregnancy test. And it's positive. She's pregnant. I fucking cried right there. I was like, holy shit. I'm about to be a fucking dad. I remember sitting right there and just like crying with tears of joy. So at this time, she hasn't even met my family, my sisters, or anybody. So we end up going down to visit my family. And while we're going down to visit my family, I go to hang out with my boys. We're going kayaking that day. I haven't seen them in a while. We're all going to get together. We're going to go kayaking. We're going to talk because I haven't hung out with them in a while. She's going to hang out with my sister. So while we're kayaking, I get a text message from her. And she tells me that she feels weird and that she started bleeding. And, you know, I'm asking her, like, are you okay? Like, do I need to come back? Blah, 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 whatever. She's like, no, I'm talking to your sister right now. And then we continue texting. And she's like, you know, your sister wants me to go to the hospital because I'm bleeding very unnormally right now. So I'm like, okay. I tell my buddy I'm with her at the time. I was like, you know, I really need to go, bro. Like, there's something's going on, bro. She's bleeding like she's not supposed to. So I finally get back, and they waited on me. And when I get back, we leave, and I take her to the hospital over in Statesboro. And when we get to the hospital in Statesboro, I can tell by the look on her face, she is not feeling good, and she is fucking scared out of her mind. And I get in there, and I tell them what's going on. And I explained to him, and we're sitting in the waiting room, and I'm getting very fucking anxious at this point, because I want the doctor to come see about her, you know. And I look over, and her face is, she's so scared, and like I can tell she feels something coming out. She leaves and she goes to the bathroom, and when she's coming back from the bathroom, she is bawling with tears in her eyes. And I ask her, and I'm like, you know, I'm scared. Like, I'm so fucking scared. I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, she's crying. She can barely say it. She's like, there's chunks coming out. And at that moment, I lost my fucking shit. I literally started screaming at everybody in that fucking hospital, if y'all don't come fucking see her right fucking now, she's having a goddamn miscarriage in the fucking waiting room. That's my fucking kid, and y'all acting like there's nothing you can do about it. I've never been that fucking mad before. I literally wanted to fucking kill. kill everybody. I wanted to fucking punch everybody in the face that was in that waiting room. They end up coming. We get seen about. It's official. She's had a miscarriage. She's lost a baby. We were able to come back that night. And that was really the worst, because I had to deal with her that night. And of course, she's crying. She's upset. She just lost a baby. She's still, you know, bleeding. There's still stuff coming out. And I remember that night, I was just laid there. I couldn't really sleep. You know, I thought I was going to be a dad, but we just had a miscarriage. And all this is happening right before we moved to Alpharetta. So I want to end the story at that. You know, the breakup got messy, but after that, everything just kind of started to go downhill from there. We ended up moving to Alpharetta. Really messy breakup. You know, I ended up finding out that near the end of the relationship that she was talking to another guy. I used to come home from work, working 80 hours a week, and she would be in the other room laying down with her kid. And I used to be like, come lay down with me. I'm tired. I want somebody to cuddle with. I've been at work all day. And she's like, you know, I got to sleep with her. I got to lay with her because she wants me to lay with her. And it ends up while she was over there, and late at night, she'd be on the phone talking to another guy. But that's neither here nor there, because I led that relationship into the dirt. I'm the one that decided 2 months in, hey, let's get into a relationship. 4 months in, hey, let's move into a house in Macon. And then a month later, hey, let's get pregnant. Then we have a miscarriage. And then, hey, it's a great idea to move back to Atlanta, pretty much. I led that fucking relationship into the dirt. That's all me. As a man, I'm supposed to be the leader. So I think for episode 2, in the alpha game of health, wealth, love, and happiness, in order to be happy in life, in order to succeed in anything in life, in any area, you have to know what your purpose is. You have to be able to make your mess your message. And that's what alpha status is all about for me. Because I've made so many mistakes in life, I wish I would have had somebody there to teach me the ropes. To teach me the things that I know now, because if I did, I would have saved a lot of time. I would have saved a lot of heartbreak. You know, that great woman in Atlanta that I first moved up there with, I could have saved that heartbreak. I could have led that relationship to the right direction, or I could have said, hey, this isn't right for us. You know, in my most recent relationship, I could have led that into the right direction if I had known the things that I know now. But back then, I didn't know. And it caused me a lot of heartbreak, and everybody that was in my life a lot of heartbreak. Because I wasn't a man. I didn't know how to lead my life. I didn't know what to focus on. I had no target and I had no purpose. So I think my message for this podcast is this. In the game of health, wealth, love, and happiness, the number one thing that you must do first is you must have a purpose. You must make your mess your message in your life. Because if you have no target, if you have no goal, if you have nothing that you're striving towards, you're never going to be able to succeed in those areas. Because you're always going to feel like you need something new. Your vision isn't clear. And health, you need a vision. You need a target. What do you see yourself being in the health department? In the most perfect alpha version of yourself, what do you see yourself being in health? What do you see yourself being in wealth? What do you see yourself being in love? What do you see yourself being in happiness? Once you get that purpose, then you'll never need to find something new. Like I felt like I needed something new. Alpha Status is a movement, not a brand. It's a burning desire to change for the better. And my mission statement in life is to live a great life and set the example along the way. I hope y'all enjoyed episode 2. It was a long one. In episode 3, I'm going to dive into even more why I feel like why Alpha Status is my mess and that I've turned it into my message. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on the next episode.